We're Led Zeppelin.
Mm-hmm.
We're going to do like a 40-minute space jam.
You know, Led Zeppelin really didn't do space.
I know, but if they did, it would have been really good.
Well, I guess David,
you kind of... I wanted to be in Hawkwind.
But
life didn't put me in that place.
Okay, yeah. Alright.
How are you feeling? You alright?
Oh, okay.
This is the only time we ever talked to each other, so it's nice to catch up. Other than this, there's no eye contact. That's the secret to our long marriage. We never ever talk or look at each other except for about 20 minutes a day. Keeps the mystery alive. I couldn't even pick him out of a crowd, really. We're gonna play a Christmas song, because when I was a child, I didn't have Christmas. And one day I saw Santa, and I asked my mother who he was, and she said, "That's the man that started World War II.
It's not really a Christmas song.
No?
It's just a song that has Christmas in it.
Okay.
White Christmas is a Christmas song.
I'll accept that criticism.
Rudolph the Red-Nosed Reindeer.
We're off to a raring start.
One, two, one, two, three, four.
Listen to me,
sneaking butterfly. years ago. I was in college and I finished up my paper about plate tectonics, and I took a bunch of LSD and I put on a flower dress that was like five sizes too big for me. And then I took a little tambourine and some tequila and I went down to the student union and I decided I was going to somehow stop time with the tambourine. And so I was setting about my experiments, and somehow in the middle of that, I met him and ruined his life. He was going to, you were going to be an ophthalmologist, weren't you? It all went to hell.
I couldn't decide between the intriguing fields of optometry, ophthalmology, or, I don't know, there's
lens.
Another one in there somewhere. Just filling the glasses.
Or just optician. Like hanging out with people with
being an optician,
glasses. You're just basically a guy who likes glasses a lot.
Instead of being a professional harpsichord player. It never really panned out because I couldn't tune the instrument. It's too complicated. I could never play figured bass. So,
I'm proud of you.
Thank you.
What I was saying was
that's
that
the only thing true we've ever said on stage. Everything we did is absolutely true.
It's not a great creation myth for our band saying that I, you know, took all these drugs and I thought I could stop time with a tambourine. So here's a song that we wrote that I think is a much better story of our meeting. It takes place in the 17th century.
1, 2, 3. What an hideous forest surrounded by haven, mistaken by mountains, wolves out of the madness. Never I ventured beyond the stone towers as despair blinded.
Some people say it sounds like diesel engines humming in their ears, and other people say it sounds really high-pitched, like a squirrel chattering their teeth really fast. But yeah, that's my favorite sound, so I was intrigued. It turns out that most of these people that are hearing these hums everywhere You know, there's like the usual thing people say, that it's electrical stuff, it's plumbing, it's something in the building, it may be, you know, earthquakes. But most people seem to be agreeing that it was probably because there are secret underground cities being built beneath our feet. And I'm all for that theory. So I realize we have a song that supports it. And here it is.
Neutrinos drift through the tree. the toilet with bottles of pills.
True Detective, which was really cool. And then I started seeing all these websites figuring out all the connections between the song and the show, as if the song had all these clues that were going to tell people what was going to happen in the show. And I started seeing a lot of connections that seemed to make sense to me. So, time is a flat circle. Here's the song from
True Detective. I know you're out there. I can hear you breathing.
Shadow in the branches of poison.
father saw Pulp Fiction. I asked him how he liked it, and he said, I found a lot of mistakes in that movie. I realized that not everybody's good with things that aren't linear. So I apologize beforehand for this next song, because it goes backwards in time. Just stay seated, you'll be fine. Because being around all those powerful magnets started really making him very, very sad and lonely. He said once he got away from the magnets, he was much happier. So I started considering that, and this song came out of it.
Bye.
I know the sky grew longing, and a cloud of spiraling words, altering in an instant, the perfect spinning world.
Because there was this beautiful pine forest that stretched for a million miles in every direction, but they warned me that there were grizzly bears out in the woods. And they said, bring something to shake if you go into the woods, because they don't like the sound of things shaking, like rattling. So I would go out every day into the woods for my nature walks, and I'd have a bottle of antidepressants in one hand and a bottle of tranquilizers in the other, and go, come on, grizzlies! Anyway, it was beautiful. The other thing to know about Dawson City is that they actually have a bar there. Well, they have like two bars there, but the one bar that everybody goes to, the reason they go there is because they have a human toe, I'm not making this up, a human toe that they keep in whiskey, and if you can drink the whiskey and touch your lips to the human toe, you get to be in a club.
I mean, this is made out of human toes.
But every once in a while, somebody accidentally swallows the human toe in their exuberance. But luckily, there's always somebody getting frostbite, so they have a supply of human toes waiting to step up to the plate, so to speak. Anyway, we spent a week there, and by the end of it, I really, really, really miss seeing the night sky. So here's a song about the beauty of the night.
Milkman in love with the moon
she rises,
and the moon she falls, and the snow white sees nothing. Sidewalk, a crowd gathered round,
throwing up bricks and bottles
to knock the boy down. Is she still
he or she? With his hands in the air, crying up to the moonbeam, come let down your hair. But the moon, she rises, and the moon, she falls.
He wanted to feel like
Tierra Sentia,
like a bucket of milk,
un boqueta de leche,
or sweet sound,
viento de verano,
on rolling hills,
oh, lomitas verdes.
He wanted to fly,
yeah, volar,
up from the roof,
arriba del techo,
up through the night wind,
viento de la noche,
to the arms of the moon,
en los brazos de luna,
Sierra.
Sexier in Spanish, even when you're insulting someone. New Mexico is an interesting place. It's cheap and it's sunny, but it's not too nice, because I think I couldn't live anywhere that was too nice. There's a lot of poor people there. We have actual tramps with really long beards and like bindles that they carry their stuff around in, and we have a lot of bank robberies. So there's sirens going up and down the street all day long, going to all the banks, because we have a lot of drive-through banks and they're really easy to rob. People just don't want to get out of their car. So we wrote this song, and it's a new song, and I realized after we wrote it that it's got a lot of siren noises in it, because that's pretty much all we hear. There's only two jobs in Albuquerque: cop or having a garage sale where you try to sell empty Perrier bottles, and the Perrier bottle thing is not moving, because everybody's got empty Perrier bottles. Here's a new song called Gold.
Face, but I woke up in a ditch.
living in America is that sometimes when you get pulled over by the police, they do this goofy thing where they say, "So, where are you keeping your gun tonight?" As if you're going to say, "Oh, it's in the glove box." But I never fall for it.
My brother got in trouble by answering in that fashion.
I guess some people
strip searched me for about 5 hours.
Where are you keeping your cocaine tonight?
Don't answer the rhetorical question. What do you think I'm going to say? Get out of the car, smartass.
My brother is a smartass, to be fair.
He's the smartass you wish you were.
I don't.
All right.
This is another song that takes place in Albuquerque at our mansion at the center of town. We are the richest people in Albuquerque since we got the HBO thing. So we built ourselves an enormous mansion. Took over half the downtown area. It's about 70 stories high. The roof is razor sharp. And I haven't actually been in all the wings of the buildings, but I hear some of them are really scary. One day I looked around my beautiful mansion and I said, "Well, we've got it all. But we really have too many owls in the house." That's what this song's about.
Sorry.
See, you're not even ready.
I figured as long as you were talking, I probably had about 15 minutes. I figured I was safe, but you really cut it off there like a trooper. The blue house at the corner.
Thank you.
Thanks. We're getting closer in the animal kingdom. Cold. It's supposed to be an ice storm tonight. 6 inches of snow. I'm a little animal obsessed. I'm not really that interested in my own species, I guess. When I was little, I used to imagine when I looked in the mirror that
you don't want to have a baby.
I used to look in the mirror and I was so sure I would see a golden retriever looking back. And each time there was just a little girl, I was so surprised. Still haven't quite dealt with it. Anyway, this is a new song also, and it involves one of my biggest regrets in life.
Not having a baby.
Would you stop?
Not having a horse.
It involves the State Fair of New Mexico and a little horse. Just to save time for later, it also references fried beer, and no, I will not give you the recipe. That's a state secret. But I can say if you like beer and you like fried things, you will like fried beer.
Actually not.
Come on.
You've never sampled these things. Come on.
Come closer to the mic.
I'm patient, and I wait for you. So,
what are you doing over there? Talking to your little bottle friends?
Rennie is traveling with, let's just hazard a guess, shall we? How many bags do you have with you?
I don't know, but I need more.
You have at least 30 or 40 bags.
When I have a bag, it looks like it needs to be inside another bag. And it never ends.
You can't find anything.
No, but
it's
I don't
because you
feel
have
safe.
50 bags.
I think I need 60. All right. State Fair, tiny horse.
That's him, I'm at the State Fair. Past the famous frozen bone, the cars, the hypnotists, the jumping goats, forgotten country music stars. Tina, the world's smile.
with a bunch of trained house cats.
Yeah, they got tough on the free shows.
House cats can't be trained to do anything too exciting. I wasn't impressed. This is an oldie, written many a day back there when we both needed to be on a lot of medication and we just didn't realize it yet. The quality of our arguing was a lot more acidic. And we were in the redwood forest, and I remember being so upset. I thought, I wish all these trees would just fall on top of me. And it took me years to realize just how self-centered that was. But I'm there now. Stuff for sale over there at the merch area. He's an amazing songwriter, and I'm jealous. After the show, we'll be over there by the merch too if you want to say hello. But again, thanks so much for being so nice to us. It doesn't always go that way. My husband somehow spontaneously generates pics from the audience. picks on our front porch. I found a pick in our stove. I found one in the washing machine. That's easy. I found one in the drain in the shower. And I find them
that's tough.
On the sidewalk near our house.
The implications are...
And of course, in the bed.
Yeah.
If you think about it, none of these things are good. Give me your poker face.
Poker face.
This is a song about the little Dutch boy who stuck his finger in the dike and saved the town. This is what happened next.
Poor little Dutch boy who stopped the great flood with the tip of his thumb through crates and metals. We found no joy, we found and took to his bed with a thank you.